This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. We hear the arguments for removing the lower Snake River dams to protect salmon populations, but we never hear anyone talking about other solutions. Now, Merck Animal Health researcher Chris Beasley says their new hyperinfusion solutions help salmon find the fish ladders with more stable, dissolved oxygen in the water.
That's actually one of the real values of this technology, because the way that it operates, we're actually removing nitrogen and other trace gases that are dissolved in the water, and we're replacing them at a one-to-one molecular rate with oxygen. So the oxygen truly goes into solution, it's immediately available for fish respiration, and it's also remarkably stable, because we aren't simply trying to put more gas in water that's already saturated with other gases.
Beasley says this makes it easier and safer for the salmon.
These fish ladders span vast distances, so I kind of look at this like getting a glass of water when you're running a marathon. You have those little stations where you can take a quick sip of water and move on. So I view this oxygenated water moving through the fish ladder in a very similar way. So fish are able to pass with lower mortality, and when they get to the top of the fish ladder, they're in better condition.
Beasley says a lot of work has gone into this.
I'm really excited about the potential for this to, you know, help offset whatever mortality might be attributed to the dams.
Tune in tomorrow for more on this fish-friendly alternative to removing the dams.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.